We put all the electric done, and we put the plumbing done, and we put all the drywall done. We just finished painting yesterday. So right now we're just waiting and praying that we raise $5,000 so we can put floor, all wood floor. And we're not going to put carpet, it wore out fast. So we'll put wood, first floor, and the second floor. And the basement is about 3/4 done, in the basement. But we don't need have to have basement right away. But we need to get done first floor, second floor by January so the college student can come. And we also teach the hearing people learning sign language. If you want to learn sign language, you can come to my school for 2 months. We teach you everything. My wife be a teacher. She's going to teach you. If you're interested to learn sign language, doesn't matter the age. And we have a lady that 75 years old, came last year, learned sign language, now starting in deaf ministry in Colorado. And have about 8 deaf people come to church, starting a deaf ministry. And we're also training one family to start a deaf church in Colorado Springs. Now already have a deaf church and doing a good job. And our 10th deaf church. Lord's blessing in our ministry. And we're going to try to get 20, we'll limit 20 people for 2 months. We cannot have more because not enough room. And we limit 20 who want to learn sign language. We have some available in January. And you stop and think, we're going to do that 3 times a year. 20, January, February. 20, March and April. And 20 in the fall, September and October. So 60 families a year. How many deaf churches or deaf ministries start every year? Huh? Maybe 10, 15, 20 who have burden? Is it worth it? Oh, yeah, it's worth it. And we have some deaf people come and take 4-year program to teach the Bible, and so they can start a deaf church every state in America. 30 million deaf in America that need the gospel of Jesus Christ. 300 million deaf around the world. If we put all the deaf in one nation, we'll be third largest nation. So you better behave. And to be third largest nation. Wow, what it need. 99.9 churches, hearing churches, don't have deaf ministry. 99.9. Almost 1%, less than 1%. Are not reaching the deaf. And I thank God my church cares about my soul and brought me to the camp and I got saved. I'm glad my wife's church cares and she gets saved. Not many, very, very few is a need. And not many churches, deaf ministry in Ohio. Used to be over 60 deaf ministry, used to. Now, almost nothing. It's a need. If you have a burden, welcome to our school. It's free. Don't talk to you anything. How do you take care of it? Pray. Churches help, and we'll provide you sleep, we'll feed you, In 2 months, you leave, you be like me. And you, and my wife said, don't kill them. It's the knee. You know, 92% of the parents that have a deaf child, 92% they cannot communicate. 92%. And most of the time, people say, well, the deaf can relive. Yeah, deaf can relive, but it's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. Relive is hard for the deaf, the limit. They relive, and some of the words sound different, but the lip moves the same. Get misunderstanding. So the deaf won't feel like able to comfort, communicate like a family. It's a need. And so thank God we have Deborah. Is that her name, Deborah? Deborah? Why, are you lazy? No, Deborah, she's deaf. She relived, but she misunderstood many times. It's time with me. Be good for you to learn, able to talk, so she can feel comfort, like home. And be good to learn 5 words every week here. Amen? And so, then you learn more than 500 words a year. That'll be good. So, it's the need, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So my wife and I, we have three boys, they're all old, and my wife and I agree that we have a hearing kid, they're little, their first language is the deaf language. I mean, hearing boy, they were born hearing, their language is deaf, sign. And now my three boys work with the deaf. Sign. And now my married boy married a hearing woman that involved working with the deaf. And my other older son dating a girl that knows sign language. And now my youngest son just spoke up, used to know sign language. All my three boys make a determination that they will marry a woman that knows sign language. Why? Why my boy? He understood the deaf need. So we feel like home, comfort. Oh, we enjoy Thanksgiving, Christmas. They come to my home, and we all sign and talk, and we laugh. And we cry, and we grieve. We understood everything. It's a need. A deaf needs Jesus. And I hope you pray and help us. It's a need. Not to help me, but to help to reach the deaf of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many deaf in Cleveland? I mean, Cleveland's big. There's a lot of deaf. Somebody got to have a burden to reach them. Amen? You have any questions about the deaf? I'd be happy to help. I'm not going to bite. any question about the deaf? The Deaf Church, I'm talking about independent, fundamental Baptist Church. We have about 17 deaf churches, 17 deaf churches in America right now. 17. That's not enough. 10 of them is ours that we training. All 10 preachers that I train using King James Bible, your book, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Another 7 is somewhere else. But what if we don't have a college before? We probably still have 7 today. But thank God for the school. We're able to train deaf to establish 10 deaf churches already. All right, can I see your hand? Oh, we use ASL. ASL. SEE is for mostly children. They learn. And then when they get old, they change to ASL. All right? And PSL means just MAP. And PSE, okay? It's a MAP. SEE and ASL and MAP. And so it's important. It's not about SEE or ASL. It's important to meet the deaf need. What deaf use, we must follow deaf language. Now, like my church, and I was a pastor for almost 27 years, 20 years in Ohio, 7 years in Tennessee. And we have SDE, we have ASL, we have PSE, a different time, but we all understand each other. But most of the time I preach is action, so everybody can understand. And you know, this week I walk around too much. I'm not like your Pastor Erling. He just sit there. Me, I walk. Yeah, but remember, American Sign Language is not universal sign. Every other country is different. I know other countries, 4 languages, sign. I know Spanish, I know Peru, I know South Africa. And South Africa speak English, but sign different. Sign different. And so it's the need. And, you know, you don't have to be deaf to be reached the deaf. You can use the hearing. Hearing people can reach the deaf. Deaf only needs your hand. Deaf only needs your heart. The burden to reach the deaf. You got hand, you can use it. If you're not pretty boy, you have a pretty hand. Amen? Right, Tim? Okay, any other question? Any other question? Well, you know everything, huh? How many churches? It take a while because we have to train a deaf preacher 4 years so we can start a church. And we just started one last year, December, in Colorado Springs. And so it take about 2-3 years to start a deaf church. But my goal right now, I'm not longer a pastor in Tennessee. I trained one deaf to take over our church 2 months ago. That's another church that I trained, take over my church. What happened is, and happened Sunday, 4 deacons show up from another church and visit our church. 4 deacons, they're hearing deacons from another church, came and visit our church on Sunday morning. You imagine? I said, oh, no, we're in trouble. And so I wasn't there, And I said, let's meet Monday. Okay, and we meet together again Monday, and four deacons came. I don't know if they're deacon or a demon. And so they're deacons. So they come, and they ask me questions, what I believe. He asked me for about an hour. He asked me a question about the Bible, what I believe in the Bible. And I explained, explained. I said, okay, stop. Why are you asking me all that question? And the deacon said, well, we want to find a pastor that will take over. I mean, not take over, but give the church a building, give a church. I said, wow, ask me more questions. So he asked me another an hour, and then we talk again, again, about three, four times. And finally, they decide to give us the building. A beautiful building, about the same size, can hold 150 people. I have full basement. Nice, have Sunday school class, have cafeteria, thank God. We eat full basement, almost an acre and a half, acre of land, and that God had given to us, free, debt-free, no payment, it's over. And we, and the deacon, we went to officer, court, and we signed the paper. And they give us the paper. I got the deed. And I have a key. It belongs to us. God is good. And so I got the building. So that means my work is done. Well, what happened? Why the hearing church closed? Because we're the Babbitt Belt. We got half a mile, have a Baptist church, independent Baptist church. There's another block, is the independent Baptist church. A lot of Baptist church around. They're getting tired of getting new pastor. Almost every year, 2 years, they just fell up. They just died. They know our deaf church needs. Did they give it to us? So they can go to one block or another church. And they know them. And so they started giving to us. Sword Debt Baptist Ministry. And it's a blessing. And it's nice. We thought maybe mold, you know. No. New pew, new carpet, new basement, everything new. New roof. And it's old building, but they keep upgrade. Good shape. So I'm excited. We got a new building, and I got a man I trained take over my church. And now I'm going to get ready to start, my goal to start 10 deaf ministry. And then I'm thinking about starting a deaf church in Lexington, Kentucky, if the Lord's willing. I'm just praying. So first we need full support, and then so we can start a deaf church in Lexington, Kentucky, if the door's open. But my goal is to start deaf ministry, about 10 of them, before I start a deaf church. Because I believe deaf ministry, and I believe a deaf church work together. Okay, deaf ministry, like Deborah here. Deborah's here. We have a few deaf here. We have people here interpreting. That's called deaf ministry. And a deaf church means own church, but we do have a hearing ministry. Amen? We got a lot of hearing people come to our church, and we do have a hearing ministry. We have a man or a lady voice interpreting. Sit there, and when the deaf sign, we have a person to talk, and so the hearing can understand. So different. So that's how a deaf feel, different. All right, any other question? All right, any more? I want you to open your Bible I have a few minutes, I'm done. Open your Bible to Mark. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 7 and verse 32. I want you to read verse 32 through 37. Mark chapter 7, verse 32 through 37. Please read it yourself. When I finish the dorm, I'll take a picture again, and I'll send it to you. He'll show you, and when we finish. And you can see how bad it is, and now how it looks. I mean, beautiful. The Lord is blessing. We don't build till we get the money. We build, we get the money, we build. So the Lord has been good. All right. Now, the Bible says they brought a dead man to who? Jesus. Now, interesting, they care. They have a burden. And they concern the dead man. And so they brought to Jesus. Now, it'd be nice if Jesus come to meet a dead man. But I believe that Jesus knew they will bring a dead man to Jesus. Now, what Jesus do? Can you tell me? What Jesus do to the dead man? Anybody? No, before that. No, just before that. No, just before that. I want you to look in verse 32. Verse 32. No, 33, I'm sorry. 33. What did Jesus do a dead man? He took a thigh of a multitude of people. Okay, now. You ever seen in the Bible that blind man or sick man or cripple and separate multitude of people? Never. Only one, dead man, one. They heal the blind, they heal the sickness, they heal the cripple from multitude of people. But death, he took away multitude of people. Why? Different world. Different culture. Hearing people depending on the ear. Deaf depending on the eye. It's a different world. Now, if for example, pastor preached, we have a lady interpreter or a man interpreter. And you think interpreter understand pastor 100%? Hello? No. Maybe understand 50, 70%. And so you imagine in interpreting what he said, but interpreter only know maybe 60, 70% understand what he's saying. And try and explain to the deaf, but how many percent The deaf understand interpreter. Huh? They can't understand all. Maybe some of the signs are weird. And it depends on the deaf level. Some deaf smart, some deaf low, some deaf average. So it depends. And so it meant a lot. So that Jesus understand deaf need, he took away multitude of people alone with a deaf man. It'd be good to have a deaf ministry, and a deaf can have a class back there so they can learn the Bible clear. Maybe Sunday morning we have an interpreter, Sunday night have their own class, Wednesday night their own class so they can learn, not miss anything. Different world. Deaf need to pay mostly pictures, drumming out. You imagine all the priests and the people stand up and look like a monkey. And you're going, oh man, look at the interpreter. Not paying attention to the preacher. So it's conflict. I believe we ought to have a deaf church or a deaf ministry separate so they can learn more about Jesus. It's hard to interpret. It's difficult. You see him last night at the movie, he goes. He's like a shotgun. It's impossible for us to understand everything. That man talked too fast. If he talked slow, it'd be 3 hours. It's difficult. Easy ministry for the children. It's easy ministry the people who have wheelchair, come with wheelchair. Easy ministry, the blind people just go, pick them up, put your arm, come down, and bring them in, and sit down. That's easy. When the deaf come, oh, we got who's dying. There's a different world. I want to challenge you. I hope someday you're going to have a deaf ministry. And we got Deborah, and I hope we have more. And I want to make sure God calls. God give you a burden that we can train you. Just 2 months. 2 months, you come, you're ready. We teach you a fifth, five or sixth level of dying before 2 months. So I encourage you, pray that we need to reach the deaf in Cleveland. Let's pray. Father, we love you.